We're here with Pro Football Hall of Fame running back and NFL Network analyst Marshall Faulk. First day in pads here for the Broncos. What were your thoughts?
Obviously a light day. I called it Veterans Day because Kubiak decided to give a lot of the guys that that have tenure the day off. And smart move for a coach. You want to make sure that the guys are comfortable in pads, and you don't want to get your veterans injured. I noticed 18. I've been to a lot of training camps. And watched him practice, and I've been to a lot of training camps. I was in a training camp with him. To see him not practicing is foreign. And I talked to Coops, and it was hard to get him out of practice because the guy wants to take every rep. But, you know, as you get older, you have to take those days off in training camp. But it was good. It was good. The action was good. The tempo was good. And it looked like they got after it today.
Speaking of 18, you spent that 1 year with him in Indianapolis. Seeing him now, what do you think about him in this place of his career?
It's funny because, you know, he's obviously he's a smarter guy. He's a wiser guy because that's what comes with time. But he still works the same. His work ethic, his expectations for himself and for his teammates. And he's always, I call it teaching. I don't want to call it coaching. He's always teaching and talking to people about things. As the offense was going, I mean, he's in somebody's ear all the time. And yeah, it's about football, and this is a game that and a sport that he loves. So, you know, it's just good to watch him still have the abilities to control the game the way he does, even surrounding all the questions about, is it arm strength? Can he do it anymore? To him, it's just, I'm having fun playing this game. I'm going to continue to play it.
And then as far as the zone blocking scheme goes, how do you see a guy like C.J. Anderson and Monte Ball kind of fitting into that scheme?
They're one-cut guys. They're both the kind of guys that this system, they're going to fit into this system. I also believe Ronnie Hillman is going to have a better year in this system because it takes a lot of the decision-making out of it. You make one cut and you go. That's all you get in this system. And once it's hard for you guys to tell in practice, but once you get into games and your backside lineman can cut down that backside, the holes are so big. You saw what it did for Baltimore last year and Justin Forsett running in the system. I mean, you take it back to Houston, or you harken back all the way back to here when Kubiak was here with John and Shanahan with Terrell Davis and the list of backs that ran in the system. So the system works.
Okay. That's day one of the Broncos in pads. For Marshall Faulk, I'm Phil Malone.